Yesterday, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo was given a bag of coffee, not just any old coffee. It was ground. It was in a bag, well sealed, and a ground coffee from a company that you will know if you go around supermarkets. And as you know, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is not here to criticize any coffee producer, any roaster, any distributor of coffee, or any supermarket chain for that matter. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is here purely to honor those people who really love coffee, because I love coffee. But to be able to be discerning and to be able to really love coffee and know what coffee is about and understand why we actually go on and on and on about grinding your own beans, grinding to demand, grinding only as much coffee as you need for a cup of coffee and not buy pre-ground coffee, you really have to make the experiment and judge for yourself. So curious as I am here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ, I've got this bag of pre-ground coffee, well sealed. It says it is smooth, it is 100% Arabica, and it is from America and, sorry, from Latin America and Africa. It doesn't say any more on that bag. So I gave it just as much love and attention as I would if I had to do the pre-work and grind that coffee myself. Now, opening the bag, smelling it, well, at first, the thing that struck me immediately, it didn't really smell very sweet. I'm going to smell it again, just so that I know exactly that what I'm saying is what I'm actually smelling. It isn't overly sweet. It isn't overly, how can I put it? You know, sometimes when a roast is really dark, you can really smell the smokiness and a bit of charcoal. There's no way around really describing it like that. Well, this coffee doesn't give me that immediately. What this coffee does is it gives me a sense of, yes, coffee, because we all have this familiar smell that we at least think we equate to coffee. Of course, at the specialty coffee end of things, we are far more discerning with the smells, especially looking for fruitiness, especially looking for sweetness. So going away, actually, from this traditional smell that we equate to coffee. Now, I've prepared, lovingly as I said, two cups of coffee with this ground coffee. One in the AeroPress inverted method, really paying attention to the water temperature, paying attention to the grams, dosage that I used, and the amount of water. So 16 grams of ground coffee, 220 milliliters of water, so that I then have a cup of 200 milliliters of water. So 220. You put in, the grinds absorb some of that coffee, of that water, of course, and normally you should actually remain with 200 milliliters or just a little bit below or just a little bit above in your preferred mug. So I've done that, and then I've also done the V60. Same parameters, actually the extraction time as well. I'd like to tell you 2 minutes, and that's what I normally use. In 2 minutes, actually, when you're doing it very, very lightly, your little stream in a round circle on your V60, that should actually yield you the 200 milliliters that you're after. Now, if the coffee is really fresh, you will have a lot of bloom, which is that foam that you see. Well, this particular coffee had no bloom whatsoever. Second thing, obviously, to remark, because the smell alone already told me that it wasn't the freshest coffee. It wasn't really roasted in the way that we like artisan roasters to roast. That means to keep a lot of what the bean has to give in the coffee while you're roasting it. So you're bringing out the sugars, you're bringing out the caramelization, but you're not going OTT, you're not going over the top and actually bringing out also, or just actually disguising or eliminating these qualities, but bringing some kind of roasting taste and smell to it. That's what we'd like to avoid nowadays. And putting my lips to, now, first of all, the one that I did in the AeroPress. Well, for me, there's immediately a bit of bitterness. Rounded, it says it's smooth, it's rounded. Well, I mean, the mouthfeel itself is a nice mouthfeel, but bitterness hits you immediately. Something I don't enjoy. Now to the V60. Actually, a bit more fruitiness in the V60. I will say that. Not as unpleasant as what I did in the inverted method of the AeroPress, where, of course, there is quite a bit of agitation. Now, you could also do the AeroPress without the agitation, doing it in the normal way, which might be a gentle extraction. But, you know, this is not, obviously, to say that these roasters are bad, that they're choosing bad coffee, not at all. Just saying that pre-ground coffee is not the best way of presenting coffee. And buying it in the supermarket, no, go to artisan roasters. Buy freshly roasted coffee, or even on the internet. So many artisan roasters sell over the internet. Check them out!